This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 306. How to Make Friends by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. And I'm Joss Marie, here to try and help you optimize your relationships by bringing you some of the best relationship content out there every weekday. So happy Monday and good day to you wherever you are. Speaking of, I love that so many of you are submitting pics to our Instagram account to show where you're tuning in from. It's really cool, and I find it fascinating to learn just how many followers we have around the globe. But with that, I'm going to get to Leo's post about making friends and start optimizing your life. How to Make Friends by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. I'm writing this guide for my kids as they grow up and go out into the world, but it's for anyone who wants to connect with others. I'm writing it for my teenage self, who was shy and awkward and self-conscious. I'm writing it as a reminder to my current self, who is still those things. But I've been lucky enough to make a handful of good friends, awesome people who are sucking the juice out of life, who wake up every day with gratitude and energy. I'm lucky to have them, and it makes me reflect on what I've done right and what they do all the time when making connections with people. Here's what I've learned. It's not a comprehensive guide, nor will it work for everyone. I still hope it's useful. Guidelines for making friends. In my experience, people generally want to be friends with other people who follow these general guidelines. Number one, be positive, not negative. While it's okay to share your struggles with people, I recommend it. If you're complaining all the time and are generally negative about other people and life in general, then people get tired of the complaining and negativity. We have enough trouble in life without having friends who are negative all the time. That said, a good friend will always listen when you're in need, so don't take this as never complain. Instead, just generally try to be a positive person, and if you have struggles, also try to show how you're tackling those struggles with a positive outlook. Number two, be interested and a good listener. Be interested in other people. Don't make the mistake of only wanting to talk about your stuff and being bored and unimpressed with what other people are doing. I try to find the interesting in everyone. Even if they lead a relatively uneventful life, there's something fascinating about them. When someone wants to talk, listen. If they only talk about themselves all day and don't want to hear your stuff, then they probably aren't going to be a great friend. But still give them a chance and be interested for as long as you can. Number three, be excited about life. Have energy. We generally don't want a friend who is bored all the time. Someone who is excited about life, interested in things, has good energy, that's someone you'd be hyped to be around. Not super hyper necessarily, but just containing a positive energy. Number four, do interesting things. If you're excited about life, you manifest that by doing new things, learning, creating, exploring, trying out new experiences, meeting new people. If you are this kind of person, you'll be interesting. If you shut out life, people might not be as interested. Number five, tell good stories. No one wants to listen to someone who tells long, boring stories. After the first two such stories, people generally start tuning you out. So try to keep your story shorter unless you can tell people are interested. Find something interesting to hook their curiosity and then draw them in with that curiosity until you satisfy it with a good ending. Practice your storytelling when you meet people and try to get better at it. It's not one of my strong points, to be honest, but I recognize that and I'm trying to be better. Number six, smile. I'm not saying you should have a fake smile, but a smile puts you in a friendly mood versus frowning at someone. Don't smile all the time or at inappropriate times. Just generally have a smiling disposition, as it signals that you like the person. Also, try to genuinely like the person, moving away from tendencies to judge them or complain about them. Number 7, put yourself out there. Be willing to try things. Sing in public, even if that scares you. Try new food, new experiences, new ideas. This open-mindedness attracts others who are looking to get the most out of life. Number 8, be calm, not overly dramatic. While it's great to have a lot of energy, people who are overly dramatic about little things can be a turnoff. So learn to react to most problems as if they're not a big deal, because they usually aren't, and handle them with calmness instead of overreacting. Number 9, be authentic. Don't try to show off. All of the above recommendations might seem like I'm recommending that you be someone you're not. I'm not recommending that at all. Instead, I want you to be an authentic version of yourself. There are lots of versions of ourselves, but choose the version that is more in the directions recommended above in general. If there is a positive and negative version of you, generally choose the positive version. But most importantly, don't try to impress people all the time. If you're confident in yourself, you don't need to impress. Instead, be a genuine person, not just the best you. When this recommendation is in conflict with any of the above recommendations, choose this one. And number 10, be happy with yourself and confident. This is just something that's good to do for yourself. Be happy with who you are, even the flaws. If you are, you can be confident that you're good enough when you meet someone else. People generally don't respect someone who is constantly harsh on themselves. How can you learn to be happy with yourself? That's a whole other post, but in general, become aware of any tendency to be harsh and critical of yourself, and don't let yourself stew in those kinds of thoughts. Start to see the good in yourself, the genuine heart and caring nature, and let that be the story you tell yourself about yourself. I don't claim to be an expert at any of this. My friend Tynan is a much better expert and wrote an excellent book you should check out. But this is what I believe to be true right now. I hope this helps, and if you find yourself lacking in any of these areas, see it not as confirmation that you suck, but as an exciting new area for you to explore. You just listened to the post titled, How to Make Friends, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Fun fact of the day, Tynan, who Leo mentions at the end of the article, just gave us permission to narrate his content. So that's super cool, and you can actually hear an article of his on episode 918 of Optimal Living Daily, and hopefully we'll have some of his posts over here on Optimal Relationships Daily soon too. To check out Optimal Living Daily episode 918, just search for it from wherever you're listening to this show. But with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up today's show. Thanks so much for listening, and hopefully I'll see you again tomorrow with a guest post from Mark and Angel, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us. And remember, your optimal life awaits.